News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Aaron Rodgers' return, though, warms the hearts of Packer fans. A fourth down touchdown pass launches the Packers into the playoffs.
Blitz is on. Rodgers scrambles. He's left, winds up Rainbow. Cobb. He's got Cobb at the 10 to the 5.
Yes!
To the end zone. Touchdown and a dagger. Oh, my goodness. An NFC North Division championship dagger of 47 yards.
As heard on WSAU from the Packers Radio Network, final score Green Bay 33, Packers 28. By the way, there are a lot of Packer fans that didn't send in their season ticket deposits for playoff tickets. The team says 40,000 tickets will go on sale later today. And we also have a start time for the Packers 49ers playoff game. It's going to be Sunday, a 3:40 kickoff. You'll hear it on WSAU. Packers game day coverage will begin Sunday at 1 with the postgame show running until 9 o'clock here on AM 550 and FM 99.9. At least 10 people are dead after another explosion has rocked a Russian town, and it is leading to concerns about security for the upcoming Winter Olympics.
It's the second deadly blast in the Russian city of Volgograd in just 2 days. This one taking place Monday as an explosion hit a trolley bus. At least 10 people were killed, several more injured. Debris from the trolley strewn about, much of the bus's exterior ripped away as some victims' bodies lay lifeless alongside it. Those who managed to survive are being treated at area hospitals. The back-to-back attacks have Russian officials on high alert. And as the February 7th start date of the games draws near, the Russian government is doing what they can to increase security. Tens of thousands of soldiers, police, and other personnel have been deployed to protect people at the Olympics. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
The search for a missing man from Marshfield is over. He's 39-year-old Stephen Stray. The search for him began Saturday when police got a phone call. Stray apparently left a note that family and friends were concerned for his safety. The search ended Sunday. Stray's pickup truck was located. He was found alive and uninjured. The police have declined to say exactly what was in the note or what kind of danger they thought that he might have been in. An early Sunday fire at a Walsall area restaurant. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
The fire happened just before 3 o'clock in the morning at the Green Mill Restaurant, which is part of the Holiday Inn in Rothschild. Rothschild and Weston firefighters and a Mosny ambulance responded to the incident. The fire was quickly contained in less than 20 minutes. The adjacent hotel guests did not have to be evacuated, and there were no injuries. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
You may be paying more for gas over the next week or so, with the explanation why. Here's WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
GasBuddy.com is reporting that they are expecting prices to rise after oil pushed over $100 a barrel last week. Analyst Patrick DeHaan says there are also reports of some refinery issues in the Midwest and the Great Lakes, coupled with a restriction in wholesale supply as oil companies get ready for end-of-the-year taxes. DeHaan says prices are expected to go over $3.20 a gallon, a number we may not see again for quite some time. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
You've heard the talk of possibly eliminating Wisconsin's state income tax. To be revenue neutral, our state sales tax would have to be one of the highest in the nation. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss spoke about that. He says that's a concern of his.
I think that the only concern that I have, however, is I don't want our sales tax to go up by a dime and have one of the highest sales taxes in the entire country. So you got to find a balance between having the lowest possible income tax rates and at the same time making sure that we're competitive with the rest of the country in an age where you can buy anything you want on the internet.
Voss says that he expects a lot of talk about tax reform during 2014. The next budget isn't due until 2015. It sounds like something right out of a movie, but in Fond du Lac it happened. A 30-year-old man was shot Saturday during an altercation. Four bullets fired. One struck him, but he wasn't injured at all because the bullet hit his belt buckle and didn't penetrate his body. Fond du Lac police have not released details about the type of gun, the belt buckle, or the event that led up to the shooting. They're only saying it's still under investigation. Two men have been taken into custody. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for increasing clouds for today. Quite cold out there. A high of only 1 degree. We'll have a chance for some light snow and flurries toward evening. The highest chance being south of Marathon County. And then for tonight, some light snow and flurries during the evening. Some clearing later on with a low of 12 below zero. Tuesday looks awfully cold. Mostly sunny with a high around zero. And then on New Year's Day, another chance for some light snow with a high of 8. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
So we are not going to see the teens again, at least for a couple of days. We have extreme cold around central Wisconsin this morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.